Here's a shout out to parents of a certain age. You know who you are. You still love hip hop, but the language makes you want to cover your kids' ears. Commentator Mark Anthony Neal says, if you feel him, holla.
Often as I'm driving, I find myself reaching for the mute button on the car stereo. See, I'm a devoted 40-year-old fan of hip hop. But I'm also the father of two young daughters who spend many moments with me perched in the back seat of the minivan. It's not that I'm listening to the kind of hip-hop that celebrates gratuitous sex and violence, but I'm not listening to radio-friendly old-school favorites like Houdini or Heavy D and the Boys either. I had felt guilty about listening to hip-hop in the car with my daughters, but recently I've decided to share my love of the music with them. My dilemma is not as strange as it seems. As I've grown into adulthood, so has hip-hop. But the hip-hop music that first captured my heart, Public Enemy, Eric B. and Rakim and Run DMC, is not the hip-hop we usually hear on the local urban music station. The fact of the matter is, I'm still attracted to hip-hop's allure, even as acts like 50 Cent, The Game, and Lil Jon come to represent what most Americans consider mainstream hip-hop.
Wait till I show you this. Hey, girl, wait till I show you this. You will never get enough. Like, bam, 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 bam.
As so many of us from the hip-hop generation have judged members of the civil rights generation for their passions and demons, I am well aware that 20 years from now, our children will be compelled to ask why we were attracted to songs like the Ying Yang Twins' The Whisper Song or Tony Yayo's So Seductive. But I hope my daughters will also remember listening with me to Common's It's Your World or Nick Cannon's Can I Live? Perhaps it is only natural I would want to share with my daughters the music I loved as a teenager growing up in the Bronx. I've come to realize that my attachment to hip-hop is part of what defines me as an African-American man in the early 21st century. 20 years from now, when my daughters are adults, I'd like them to have a better understanding of who their father is and the world he tried to navigate on their behalf because of the time we spent in the car nodding our heads to hip-hop's beats and rhymes. To deny hip-hop to my daughters is to deny them a part of me.
Mark Anthony Neal is an associate professor at Duke University and the author of The New Black Man, Rethinking Black Masculinity.
Telling y'all my story.